What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Dark Trio. This is Margie from Delaware. Wanted to pass along my horror memory or scary story, whichever you want to call it. I went and saw The Exorcist when it first came out, the original. Yes, I'm old. My mother didn't like horror movies, so she got a family friend to take me. And needless to say, I didn't make it. I made him leave about halfway through, and for weeks afterward, slept with the light on, kept waiting for my bed to start shaking, and honestly, I'm 64 now, and to this day, I cannot watch that movie. Just can't do it. Anyway, happy spooky season. Bye.
Thanks, Margie. Now we're going to play a really awkward, I think fun, but it's going to be an awkward game where we try to remember the first time we watched The Exorcist. Megan, let's start with you.
I don't remember, because it was no magic. Like, maybe if I went to the drive-in, I totally would have remembered that.
Yeah, but
I didn't.
Same.
So I, or the theater or whatever, I only remember my great-grandmother telling my mother, it's pea soup. She was very excited about the vomit being pea soup. So that
wow.
means, like, I feel like that's my first memory of The Exorcist is my, like, great grandmother, like, because the soup that Reagan, like, it's pea
yeah.
soup. She's vomiting.
Yeah. And she's a big fan of pea soup.
Very big fan. And I think, like, my childhood was always, you know, adults being like, this is make-believe to try and not scare me when I watch horror movies, which probably mm-hmm. only made my love of horror worse, because I'm like, it's fake, it's fun. But yeah, pea soup. I think that's the first thing I ever learned about The Exorcist, is that it was pea soup, not real vomit.
Okay, I will never look at pea soup the same again.
I never looked at it fondly in the first
yeah,
place.
It's so
pea
gross.
Soup.
Ew.
It's pea soup.
I've never had pea soup.
It's terrible.
Stick with tomato.
Is it really?
Ugh. What?
But people love pea soup.
I don't know how.
Yeah. If you love pea soup, please give us a call at 244-751-040. And
sadly,
let us know about it.
Sadly, I don't remember the first time I watched The Exorcist. And I think the first time I watched it was the last time, just being honest with you. It was just one of those movies for me, you know? It was a lot. Not that it's terrible. It's just, you guys seen it? You know what happens.
I do
know what happens, yes.
We actually rewatched it last week, I think.
Woo! Look at you.
It's one of my wife's favorite horror movies. Like, I think she has a lot of nostalgia for it. She has a very Mega and Xena history with that, where she saw it when she was like way too young, sort of thing. And that kind of like influenced like some early roots for horror. I could not tell you the first time I watched it, like at all. I couldn't even, the best ballpark I could come up with was maybe I was 16 and like I wasn't a horror kid. So I had seen parodies and spoofs and recreations of that scene on probably like Mad TV or Saturday Night Live or Scary Movies or who knows how many different forms before I ever actually saw that scene. So by the time I saw it, I was like, ah, it's a puking scene. Like it didn't have anything for me. I was way more bothered by the crab walk, like up the stairs, or
which did not happen until the 2000s.
Exactly. What? Oh my god! So maybe I didn't see it until the 2000s.
Yeah, that's when they re-released it as the version you've never seen before, because before then it was never part of it.
I'll bet that was the first time I ever saw it. Then was when they did that re-release with the, that extra footage. Then, so I was in my 20s.
There you go. Well, now you can ask your wife how she feels about pea soup.
She's still a fan, like of it in The Exorcist. We're a tomato soup family. It's Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup.
I kind of like clam chowder.
Oh, clam chowder is delicious.
Which one? Like, isn't there two kinds of clam chowder?
I only had the New England one.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you like soup? Colin, let us know. 224.
We like soup with horror.
All right, second question came in, I believe, via social media or via email. Hey, Dark Trio, like many, I grew up going to the drive-in, so I had to ask, what would your ultimate Halloween drive-in triple feature be? Always enjoy the pod, keep up the great work, and happy Halloween. Cheers, Brody. Thanks, Brody.
Oh, Brody.
Boy, talk about a tough question. You know, can I just pick one?
And it's not a triple feature.
What if you watch what if you watch the movie three times?
Who's gonna watch it three times in a drive-in? No, you pull two more out of your butt right now.
Okay, Jaws 1, 2, and 3. But the drive order. But the drive-in is from that meme where it's like a giant pool everyone is sitting in inner tubes.
It is not a meme, it's an actual event. I have done it.
What?
You're kidding. Where is that at?
The Alamo Draft House does the Rolling Road show. And
that was Alamo Draft House? Oh.
Yeah, it was Alamo Draft House. That's and it so was cool. Like, I'm trying to remember where it was. It was kind of, I think, near New Braunfels the first year I did it, but they've kind of moved it around a bit at different places throughout the years around Austin where they originated. And yeah, you just get in an inner tube that they give you and you float on the water and you watch the movie. And then
that
they have.
That is so cool.
They have divers under the water grabbing people throughout the movie.
Oh, my God. No, I'd probably drown.
You bet you're in a floaty.
I know. I'm scared.
I'm keeping the setting. I'm changing it to Jaws 1, 3, and 4, though.
Okay.
I'm not a 2 fan. Not that 4 is good, but by 4, people have been floating. They've been drinking. They can handle Jaws 4 and a screaming shark.
But will it... It's got to include fireworks because that's what they did there too.
Everything, everything, all the stuff.
Yeah. That's a magical. Okay, now mine just sucks now compared to
no,
that
it doesn't.
One,
but... This is your fantasy triple
what
feature.
A
ignore
time.
Ignore the events.
Okay, well, I love this question, so thank you so much, Brody. And I've never been to a drive-in. I don't know why. I don't really have any around me like that. So anyway, I would pick Neon Demon 2016, Videodrome. 1983 and Starry Eyes 2014 because I love those movies. So it's just kind of like, you know, like dark motivational type of horror. Go after your dreams, kind of.
We've heard you talk about like fondness for Cronenberg in the past. I don't think I've heard you talk about Videodrome. That's probably my favorite Cronenberg movie.
Yeah, I just think that it's just such a good time. I recently rewatched it just, you know, for a little razzle dazzle and I had so much fun with it.
Oh, I love the dated technology. Like,
me
not in
too.
A bad way.
It's just
like,
fun.
I love seeing, like, a pirated signal from some satellite in Pittsburgh or wherever they thought, or Indonesia. All that stuff was so much fun. How about you, Megan?
I kind of went a little bit more literal with this. I started with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, because I feel like the drive-in is a large part of how it spread. So just feels like I should be able to see it on the drive-in screen. And then I went meta. Meta's not the word, but The Blob 1988 was taken out of the theater and put it in the drive-in. And then at this point, people are probably tired. So I'm going to go silly for the third pick. And I'm just thinking something like Chillerama, which is an anthology that does do its wraparound at the drive-in, which would be a fun kind of meta way to end it. Something completely like just crazy, like The Seventh Curse or something.
Or Houssou, or like.
Yeah, what? Or Houssou. Just something super lively so people are awake by the third movie.
Nice.
Speaking of nice, welcome to the Bloody Disgusting Podcast, everyone, the podcast where we discuss all the disgusting things we love in the horror world. And to help us discuss the disgusting, you know her as lead movie critic for Bloody Disgusting, horror movie fanatic and journalist Megan Navarro. Hey, Megan.
Hi.
Hi. And you know her from YouTube channel and website Real Queen of Porn, infant love for the genre, Zena Dixon. Hey, Zena.
Hello.
And I'm John.
Mrs. Doubtfire is here.
Yes, you got it. Thank you. I was watching this. I was watching that earlier.
Zena Doubtfire, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't see her, but she does not have pie on her face.
I should know. Oh.
You should. I got the bit anyway.
Right before my intro, Zena keeps slamming her face into a cake. All right.
Hello, John. Hello.
Really selling that podcast, folks. We do this for you.
Podcast life.
If you're listening to this on a Wednesday when the episode drops, we hope your week's been filled with all the best kinds of horror. And if not, we're going to do a quick round the table for the movies, books, games, or anything else in horror that are making the three of us smile right now. Maybe the things that'll make you smile too. So, Zena, what's been filling your heart this week?
Goosebumps. So I watched the new one, 2023, on Hulu. And this one follows like five high schoolers who embark on this twisted journey to investigate this tragic passing that happened back in the 90s with this teen named Harold Biddle. And then there's just these secrets that involve their parents. And oh my gosh, you guys ever watch something that genuinely just makes you so happy? Like, and I feel like this show did it for me. As someone who as someone who's a huge Goosebumps fan, like as a kid, I loved the books. I was so obsessed with the series. Sometimes I rewatch it now, and I know it's so cheesy because the parents are so oblivious. They never believe their kids, ever, you know? But no. In this one, they went darker. They went more of a serious tone. I'm honestly...
Interesting.
I'm in love, okay? The first five episodes are out right now, and then new episodes coming out this Friday, then the following Friday, and stuff like that.
Oh, interesting.
Listen, I binged it in one night and I could not get enough of it. So they have like five of the most popular books. So they have like Say Cheese and Die, The Haunted Max, the Cuckoo Clock of Doom, Go Eat Worms, Reader Beware. And the difference is everything is connected. Like it's I'm getting chills because it's that good. Like everything is connected. It's like set in this like harborside like town, like a small town, and then these, you know, like regular kids, and then they find themselves into this just this mess. But I just love watching it. They put like a new spin on it, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bit jealous of this new generation because look at what they have. Don't get me wrong, I love my Goosebumps, but if I was a kid and I watched this, I would be obsessed. And I'm obsessed now as a grown woman with a mortgage, okay? So I feel like this is a must watch. Even if you're not a fan of like the Goosebumps books or series, just check it out. I had so much fun. I feel like this is great for all ages. It still gets dark enough, but it's not too crazy, you know? So I don't want to spoil it, but man, I'm just probably going to rewatch it again because I love it.
Real quick. You know, no spoilers, but how is Justin Long? I'm very happy that I keep seeing him pop up in horror. Like, he's even in Dear David, so he's been busy.
He's so awesome. I wish I can tell you everything.
He's in Dear David, yeah. He's the BuzzFeed guy's boss in Dear David.
Whoa. He's so wonderful. Yeah,
he's
teacher.
Very sweet, yeah.
Cool. But a very cool one. So, but yeah, so I checked that one out, fell in love with it. And then I also checked out Dark Harvest. This one came out this year. Well, technically it came out last year, but we were waiting for it forever. But finally we have it. So it's available on a couple of platforms, but I checked it out on Amazon Prime. So in a small Midwestern town, a deadly annual ritual unfolds when a mythical nightmare, Sawtooth Jack, rises from the cornfields and challenges the town's teenage boys into a bloody battle of survival. So I wasn't too sure how I felt about this one after I watched it. It was a lot. I feel like it's like Battle Royale meets Trick or Treat with a sprinkle of Pumpkinhead and a little bit of Riverdale, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I can see that.
The gore and kills are top tier. Like, I really enjoyed it. I love the way the monster looks. But like a lot of David Slade movies, this one is very dark. I heard some people saying how they're going to, I'm going to watch this every year. It's going to be like their annual watch. And I can totally see that. I even met someone, she watched it already more than three times. That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't. I really did enjoy the movie, but I'm not going to lie. It did take like an emotional toll on me. I had to like take like a break after
it's a dark movie. It's not a lighthearted movie.
Yeah. Like it's a really good movie. There are some things where you're just like, well, wait a minute, you know, cause you have some questions, but
yeah.
I don't know. Overall, I enjoyed it, especially it's like a Halloween themed, real spooky fall feeling type of horror. So it's just like, you can't go wrong. I did want to know more about the monster. I didn't read the book, so maybe they explain more in the book, you know?
I've read the book.
No?
They do make some changes, especially like the ending is different, but thematically the same.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the book is very much like a 263-page read that is like a legend set in 1963. So like there's no hand holding. Like I expected this movie to maybe fill in those blanks, and it doesn't. And it adheres to the same spirit of the novel. Mm-hmm.
Like there's some things like I appreciate that they kept us in the dark. But then there's other things where it's like, I kind of want to know more, especially like just the whole Sawtooth Jack. What's up with that? You know, like people are just treating it like it's normal. Like I'm going to the grocery store and don't forget this is happening. Like these boys, they would have to be locked in their rooms for 3 days without no food before they go out on this like crazy thing, you know. But yeah, overall I really enjoyed it, and if you are looking for something, you know, creepy, dark, spooky to watch, I feel like this one's you know, a good one to add to your list.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How about you, Megan?
I watched Hell House LLC Origins, the Carmichael Manor, which will hit Shudder on October 30th. And this one is about a group of cold case investigators that stay at the Carmichael Manor, a site of grisly and unsolved murders of the Carmichael family back in the 80s. Well, 89. And then after four nights, they were never heard from again. So this is, this movie is the footage discovered. Did not see, this was the movie that made me finally go revisit 3, because, well, not revisit, watch 3. I've never seen 3. I've heard so many bad things about 3 that I was like, I'll get to it when I get to it. And then that meant I should do my homework before seeing this, even though this is kind of like a separate story.
Mm-hmm.
3 is not good. This one, much better. This one is, I think if you like the scares of the first movie, you will like this one. It kind of does an interesting reset, because the first three movies are part of one whole story or one whole chapter. And this one does entangle itself with the lore in very fascinating ways while doing something a little bit different. But yeah, it's like, if you don't like Hell House, this probably isn't going to win you over. If you do like Hell House, this is more in line with the first one. Some really clever scares that worked really nicely. So I enjoyed
love
it.
The idea of that pull quote of, hey, watch 3 first, and then this one's good.
This one's good. Yeah, hey, you don't have to watch 3. I just felt like I should to be fully, like, caught up on all of mythology.
That was really nice of you.
Very polite of you. More polite than I am.
Well, Origin, Carmichael Manor, good stuff. I also kind of appreciate the new setting, not just for story purposes, but by the third one, the maze-like Abaddon Hotel started to, you know, it's like, all right, we all know where we're going, right? I feel like I don't need a map layout anymore. But this one, it was like a different house. It was much bigger and let them play with the scares differently. So Yeah, nice. Good stuff.
Cool.
Pretty good for a Halloween watch, I feel. Like, if you need some spooky stuff. And then I also binged a series. It's so fast. Wolf Like Me season 2. It hits Peacock on Thursday, October 19th.
Yay.
And it's 7 episodes. They're like 30 minutes tops each episode, which makes it a super easy binge. So in the second season, Mary and Gary, played by Isla Fisher and Josh Gad, they leap into the next phase of their relationship and face their biggest challenge yet. Pregnancy. I adore this show so much. It's from Abe Forsyth, who did 2019's Little Monsters, the zombie movie that also like Josh Gad. Yeah. So like he's behind Wolf Like Me. So it has that same sense of like whimsical horror comedy. Here's a relationship. They're trying to make it work. We're just grafting a werewolf onto it. But season 2 like was kind of a slow build to accepting the werewolf part of it. And this one is like, well, the cat's out of the bag. We're going right in. So it opens with a nightmare sequence in which her pregnant belly explodes because her werewolf pup eats. It's just the opening scene. That's not a spoiler. But nice. Like that's kind of like how the series just hits the ground running. It's so cute. They're so charming. I think that what he did is pretty smart. I feel like the first season is very simple. This one is complicated in a very easily digestible manner. And it ends, and I'm telling you to go watch it so I can get more, because we cannot end season 2 like this.
Okay, I'm on it. If it
makes you feel better, I think my wife and I are going to start watching it.
Yeah!
Well, that would be an easy binge. Yes, first season 6 episodes, that's what, like 3 hours tops maybe.
Yeah, it's... we're like a half hour to an hour nights.
It's super cute.
So yeah, you'll 2 nights. Yeah, it's very very cute. It's very cute. I can't stress that enough. Watch it.
Nice. And I started out with 2023's Totally Killer on Amazon, which was a pick assigned to me by Xena. When the infamous Sweet 16 killer returns 35 years after his first murder spree to claim another victim, 17-year-old Jamie accidentally travels back in time to 1987, determined to stop the killer before he can start. All right, Zeno, why this one?
Because I love it, and it's cute.
All right. Well, fair enough. You know, this was weird for me. Because I just watched Final Girls and I had recently watched Happy Death Day and like it had a very Happy Death Day, Final Girls, freaky, like it's got a vibe that feels familiar and it's really funny. It's well acted. I got a little tired of the Gen Z over explaining why 1987 can't do the things they do. While still trying not to change the future, that got to be a little bit much. But at the same time, it is absolutely just a fun movie to watch. If you're looking for a fun, I mean, I wouldn't even, it's not a scary movie. Like even like there aren't even really that many scenes where it feels like there's a ton of heightened tension. Like there is, but it obviously is a horror movie. But if you're looking for something a little bit lighter, and a little bit more fun, and you enjoyed Freaky or Happy Death Day or anything like that, total recommend. For me, I was just a little bit grumpy John at the time when I was watching it, so I was a little bit more like,
John.
This seems familiar. I don't need familiar. So, but it's, and then I turned on Hell House LLC again. it was really good. It was just one of those things where it's like, I went in blind, not knowing what to expect. So my mind was just kind of like, what's this seem like sort of thing. I probably should have watched the trailer first. That said, good movie. And it's right on Amazon's front page. It pops up first for me every time I turn it on. Go watch it.
Yeah. I mean, at first I was just like, I wasn't too sure how you were going to feel about it. But I just had like a lot of fun with it. Like it wasn't like, you know, sometimes it's going to sound messed up. But you know, sometimes with some movies, they want you to like really think. Think about what's happening. You don't really have to. You can just sit back and just watch this stuff. And plus, it's like, I don't know. I love the characters. I loved how this is not really a spoiler with her, you know, her mom. She was a part of this group called the Mollies, you know, the Mollies, the Heathers and Molly Ringwald. You know, it's just like so 80s. It was just super fun and, you know, the blood is cool. I know that sounds messed up. Blood is cool, but just the, you know, what they were doing with it.
But it is.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
But you're right. No, it is. It's a fun movie. Like I would totally recommend it. It just depends on what you're looking for at that moment. And I think I was just kind of like, I was a little bit too surly, John, at the moment to really appreciate it, but I'm sure I'll go back and enjoy it again.
No worries.
And then I was struggling to watch something that I hadn't watched a dozen times before. And me and my wife did not watch Talk to Me yesterday. We watched Lost Boys again. But we'll eventually watch it. Fortunately, I was saved because Never Hike Alone 2 was released on YouTube on October 13th, the day that we watched Freddy vs. Jason in my house. But 20 years after the last sighting of Jason Voorhees, Crystal Lake resident and former victim Tommy Jarvis still live with the haunting notion that Jason will one day return. So this was the fan film, the original. I know I've talked about before, Never Hike Alone is just a great fan film you can find on YouTube. And they did some crowdsourcing for it 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I got in on the level. So I do have a small appearance in this movie.
Wow.
And I am unofficially off screen killed by Jason. I'm a picture and my name is on a missing persons poster in the movie about 30 minutes in.
I was like, wait a minute, did your dead body wish get fulfilled?
I didn't, but I'm getting closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, the next step is to actually show my corpse instead of just allude to me being dead somewhere. We're getting there though.
Is there an agent that can be found for dead body?
Please. I mean, I've got to be like pretty niche. Like you got a guy who wants to bust in the scene, but only be a dead body. I don't want actual lines or screen time.
He just wants to lay down on the job.
Have you been practicing? Like, how do we know, John, that you can do it? Like, we know you've been saying it.
I can play dead like a champ. I've been a dad for quite a while. I can ignore everything that's going on around me and just go to sleep.
So your style of dead is more John Kramer Saw 1 than Ginger Snaps Sisters.
Oh, you're just pitching the dream. That's all you're doing is pitching the dream. The only problem is he had to do a lot of work after that first one.
You do realize, though, if you carve out this niche, there's going to be a whole lot of people vying to just lay down on the job.
But I'll be the first.
You'll be the first. Okay, True. Fair.
I will do it for the least amount of money, too. Yeah. I am not trying to support myself off this. This is pure... I don't even know what this is. It's an obsession at this point. I don't know.
Yeah.
An obsession I'm not really willing to work that hard to figure out how to do. I'll get there.
That tracks. Yeah.
The last 3 years or so, that makes sense. Yeah. All right.
Well, I just, you know, like if you want to lay down on the job, why would you put effort to do that?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, maybe you should be my agent, Megan. you're selling me on how to do this.
Just lay down. Take a nap.
Lay down.
We'll just put some fake blood. We got this.
So what'd you do today, Megan? I told John to lay down.
I told him to lay down and take a nap. Yeah. Try something new, like Hell House LLC.
What movie was he on? He wasn't. He was just annoying me. I told him to go.
He was just practicing. This is rehearsal mode.
Yeah, I've been rehearsing so much lately.
People love actors who are about their craft, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about I'm method. I'm totally method. Just not the killing me part.
Well, not that method. Not
that's,
that.
That's too method. That's too much. All right. Before we move on, what did we watch and how did we watch it?
So I checked out Goosebumps, the new series on Hulu, and I watched Dark Harvest on Amazon Prime.
I watched Hell House LLC Origins, The Carmichael Manor, which hits Shudder on October 30th, and Wolf Like Me Season 2, which is available on Peacock on October 19th.
And I watched Totally Killer on Amazon and the fan film Never Hike Alone 2 on YouTube. Yeah, I'll need homework, I guess. If you guys have a movie you want me to watch, just let me know. I'm not gonna. I liked the partner assignment thing. The only problem is generally our day to watch it is on Sundays, and sometimes on Sundays we're so tired we're like, I can't commit to something new. So yeah. I'm gonna keep Talk to Me in my back pocket because I really want her to see that and I really want to watch it again. But I'll need something to watch so I don't just keep rewatching the same things over and over. Although I did watch Multi Madness again today. God, that's a good movie. It's good so movie. Much fun. Sam Neill.
Have you seen Renfield yet?
I haven't. No, that pops up every single time. And I think needed someone to tell me to go watch it.
Go watch it. It's on Peacock. That's an easy assignment.
Layup. How about you,
beans. Gosh. Okay. Have you seen yet? I know I talked about it, but the No One Will Save You? Hulu?
No. Nope, I haven't. That one pops up for me like every time I turn it on too.
Okay. Good. Check that one out.
See, I think that's really more often than not what this segment for me is. Tell me to watch a movie that I keep saying I'm going to watch to myself at some point. Like I should just give you guys a list. Hey, tell me to watch this so I can go watch it. Otherwise, I won't because I have some sickness about that.
You really do need management. Horror management.
Yeah, working for myself has been a roller coaster, that's for sure.
But I am not a good people person. Especially this month. Sometimes you just want comfort, you know? Just rewatching something you've seen a million times, you know?
That's the hard part. A lot of times, like, October, there's so many options. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there are. And it's really exhausting. With all those options, you just want fun, even if that fun is super dark and gross and gory and everything else that everyone else thinks is weird, because that's fun.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
All right, enough about what we've been watching this week. It's time for Megan to bring us up to speed on the news and trending topics in the world of horror. So what's going on, Megan?
Something that John already knows, I'm sure.
Yeah,
he had the radar, like ears perked up from all the way from New York Comic Con.
The hairs on the back of my neck just started bristling.
He heard the announcement in New York Comic Con and all the way in Minnesota. He's like, what?
What happened?
What? On the heels of VHS 85's premiere on Shudder last week, the streamer announced at the ongoing, well, it's not ongoing anymore, but New York Comic Con that the franchise is going to continue with a seventh installment. It's going to focus on sci-fi horror. The untitled sequel will feature five new blood-curdling tapes, placing horror at the forefront of sci-fi-inspired hellscape. Jason Voorhees, Leprechaun, Pinhead, Dracula, even Amityville House ended up in space. So
that's right. You guys keep telling me that. Don't assign that to me.
Don't.
I have never told myself that I need to watch that.
I think you would have a good time, though.
Oh, you might have an excellent time. But anyway, it was only natural that VHS should, too. Producer Josh Goldblum said, sci-fi horror genre provides us an infinite playground of forbidden worlds and dangerous life forms, a formula which we're confident will lead to the biggest, maddest, bloodiest VHS ever. So yeah, no other announcements other than it's already greenlit and happening, and that the Shudder original film will be released in 2024, which means the yearly streak of VHS movies that have popped up is going to continue.
I love that.
And John is very happy about this. We already
I'll never stop being happy about it.
Yeah, I didn't even have to say anything. He was, yeah. And then I feel like this movie probably speaks to Xena and I, maybe John too. Diablo Cody, who is behind Juno and Jennifer's Body, is headed back into the horror genre, finally, thankfully, with the upcoming Lisa Frankenstein, a film written by Cody and directed by Zelda Williams. It stars Freaky's Catherine Newton and Cole Sprouse from Riverdale. They were announced to lead the cast for the Focus Features film, and they did a little announcement teaser trailer last week for this that doesn't give away anything except that Lisa Frankenstein will be coming to theaters on February 9th, 2024. It gives you that little clip you can see online, shows you a little bit of the neon aesthetic, little tiny glimpse of the two leads. It also stars Carla Gugino, Liza Soberano, Joe Trest, and Henry Eikenberry. In Lisa Frankenstein is for plot, it's set in 1989. It follows an unpopular high schooler who accidentally reanimates a handsome Victorian corpse during a lightning storm and starts to rebuild him into the man of her dreams using a broken tanning bed in her garage.
Yeah.
That clip gives you a look at the tanning bed. The official synopsis is a coming-of-rage love story about a misunderstood teenager and her high school crush who happens to be a handsome corpse. I like a handsome corpse. Those two words do not compute in my mind. After a set of playfully horrific circumstances bring them back to life, they embark on a murderous journey to find love, happiness, and a few missing body parts along the way. This sounds like my jam. This
makes
me happy.
Wonderful.
If it makes you feel better, Megan, the words handsome and corpse shouldn't sound right to you. They're not. Someone shouldn't hear those words and go, I get it.
But I'm going to see him be like, I get it. I get necromancy. What is it? What is the word?
Necromancy?
Philia. Necromancy is something else entirely.
You went too far.
Did I take that? Necromancy would bet.
Well, what was the Frankenstein movie with the three girls, the three women?
That's,
like, you guys assigned to me like early
on. It's Tyler McIntyre. Patchwork.
That was a fun movie. I need to go back and watch that. That was a lot. That was a really good one.
Yeah.
I just like to see that Frankenstein can still feel like a good movie and someone have like an original fun take on it. That's not like, okay.
I feel like there's been a lot of Frankenstein lately and I don't know what's in the water. I'm not mad at this trend, but it is fascinating. Like the angry black girl and her monster. Mm. This is coming up. Poor Things in December. Like there's a Birth Rebirth on Shudder. There's a whole lot of like new takes on Frankenstein that's I'm digging it. I don't know where it came from, but I like it. And then speaking of resurrecting the past, not Victorian era, but maybe the 90s this time, cult Disney animated series Gargoyles is getting resurrected in live action series form with two powerhouse horror names behind it. Gary Dauberman and James Wan's Atomic Monster Banner are teaming up to remake the 90s cartoon as a live action series for Disney Plus. Doberman will serve as writer, executive producer, and showrunner for the series, and then Atomic Monster, run by James Wan and Michael Clear, are executive producing. The original series, or the original cartoon, however you want to call it, involved gargoyle statues. They were moved from a castle in Scotland to modern-day New York, and once in the Big Apple, the statues awaken from a thousand-year-old spell and take on the mantle of protecting the city, becoming, as the show's narration gravely said, stone by day, warriors by night. I don't think I could do the narration. But yeah, I like this cartoon, so
me
I'm
too.
Very curious.
Oh, I love gargoyles. It's like the whole cast of Star Trek Next Generation.
But yeah, guys, it's very like Hellboy like, right? Yes.
But where's Salem's Lot? Like, you know, I'm all for it. Yeah, gargoyles, I'm gonna watch it. Okay, but where's Lot? Where is it?
I don't know. I don't know like who did Salem's Lot? Universal, Paramount? I can't remember one. But I mean it's been sitting on the shelf for a while. So clearly like Doberman is moving on to other projects. That doesn't mean anything about the release. Somebody's gonna have to release that. But yeah, if you don't know, Doberman also wrote Annabelle Creation, Annabelle Comes Home. And he also penned Conjuring spinoff The Nun. He previously collaborated with James Wan on the Swamp Thing TV series. on the now defunct DC Universe platform, which I think I saw it on Tubi, and I really liked that show, and I'm sad it didn't continue. But if you're curious about it, it is like a horror show that's on Tubi. But yeah, as for Salem's Lot, I don't know. We're going to see it eventually. Yeah. I mean, Dark Harvest came out after sitting on the shelf for like 2-ish, 3 years. So yeah. I'm sorry. How's okay. about a live action series from a 90s cartoon?
No.
All right.
No. Fair. I tried.
All right, listeners, your turn. What movie series needs to go to space next? And besides handsome and corpse, what two words do you hear and like that other people would want you to get help for? You can call or text us at 224-475-1040. The number is also in the show notes, or feel free to email us at bedisgustingpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, all your questions still get entered into a lottery for socks from the socks guy. Yay. Socks. Finally, Cena is going to make all our lives easier in the sea of horror movie options and clue us in on what's appearing soon that we should be watching. So, Xena, what should we be watching?
So, this upcoming Wednesday, you can check out The Babadook on Peacock with Elijah Wood and Daniel Noah at 8 p.m. They're going to be doing a live stream on Cult Films channel on Pluto TV. So, I said Peacock, but I meant Pluto TV. So, yeah, you guys should check that out. And then also on Thursday the 19th, we have Onyx the Fortuitous and The Talisman of Souls. This one is hitting theaters. Fledging occultist Onyx and a group of worshippers attend a once-in-a-lifetime ritual at the mansion of their idol, Bartok the Great. Also, we have Wolf Like Me Season 2 on Peacock. Then on the 20th, there's so much stuff, guys, so bear with me.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you guys saw this list. Yeah, I don't. I wonder if there's anyone who's been. I know this is like crazy, but I do wonder if there's anyone who's been watching everything new that's been coming out.
Do they sleep?
Probably not. Like. So first up on the 20th on Friday, we have The Last Drive-In. Joe Bob's Halloween. It'll be available on Shudder TV. So this is the annual Halloween special. It starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is on Shudder TV again. Then we have Night of the Hunted. This will be available on Shudder. When Alice stops at a remote gas station at night, she made the plaything of a crazy sniper with a secret vendetta. To survive, she must figure out who wants her dead. Then on Tubi, a Tubi original, Dante's Hotel, when an unknown assailant preys on the patrons of a haunted hotel, an event planner teams up with a mysterious tenant whose dark past is the key to freeing the cursed hotel. Then we have Soulmates. It'll be available in limited theaters. Following two unsuspecting strangers, Jason and Allison, who finds themselves participants in a twisted new dating service led by the matchmaker that forces the singles inside a nightmarish maze designed to help them find their soulmate or die trying. We also
it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Don't do it, guys.
Yeah, just don't.
Just there's dating apps that are less deadly.
For sure. Less deadly. No one has a perfect record, folks. All right, just
no
less.
No one has a perfect record. Just less. Go with the safer bet.
Then we have Hayride to Hell. This won't be available in limited theaters. A small town farmer exacts his bloody revenge on a deceitful town folk who try to steal his land. And apparently they've been trying to steal it for the past 200 years. Then we have Malibu Horror Story. This will be available in limited theaters. Terror strikes when paranormal investigators explore a sacred cave to uncover clues surrounding the disappearance of four teens. Didn't you see this one, Megan?
I have seen it. It's got Troy James.
Cool.
I like Troy James.
Then cool, we have Kill Her. This will be available on VOD. Maddie and her friends go on a weekend trip to the woods to plan Maddie's wedding. Why would you go there? You already know that's a bad idea. Settling near the camp of Mr. Rogers, with no phone signal, their trip becomes a nightmare when they start dying and a secret is revealed. Then we have The Fifth Thoracic Vertebra. This will be available on IndiePix Unlimited. A creature born in an abandoned mattress travels around the country feasting on its victim's vertebra, struggling to break free from the bed, the mold, and its past. So there's a creature that's in a mattress and it's stuck in the mattress, but it's killing people somehow. Nice. Yeah. Then we have on Monday.
Wait. Who's going to lay on that mattress?
Ew, well. A moldy old mattress? No, thank you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does he get victims?
I don't know. Maybe
take a bath.
Frat house.
Oh, man. Curiosity is going to get me.
Then just going through these last couple of ones. On Monday, the 23rd, 30 coins. The new season starts. We also have Talk to Me. It'll be available on DVD and Blu-ray. And then on Tuesday, the 24th, The Exorcist Believer will be available on premium VOD, as well as The Royal Hotel. And then just in case if you guys missed it, The Fall House of Usher is available on Netflix. Goosebumps is available on Hulu, Disney Plus, and YouTube. And Creepshow Season 4 is also available on Shudder. Woo!
You did it.
That was a lot.
It was a lot. Yeah. And that's the Bloody Disgusting podcast for this week, everyone. If you'd like to read more from Megan, you can check out her reviews at BloodyDisgusting.com and on Twitter at HauntedMeg. Xena can be found on her own website, RealQueenOfHorror.com, and YouTube channel of the same name, or at Lovely Xena on Twitter. And you can hear me on my daily horror narration podcast, Creepy, while we do two stories a day, every day, all through October. Yay! Don't forget to subscribe to my favorite podcast app. And feel free to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BeDisgustingPod. Drop us an email at BeDisgustingPodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out all things Bloody Disgusting on TikTok at BeDisgusting. So for this week, I'm John.
I'm Megan.
I'm Xena.
Grab some popcorn, cozy up on the couch, watch something you love, just make sure it's something bloody.